بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of Surah An-Najm, and we have reached verse 27. قال الله تعالى: إن الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة ليسمون الملائكة تسمية الأنثى. Verily those who believe not in the hereafter, they name the angels with female names. So they don't believe in the hereafter, nor do they believe in the reward and punishment. That's because the belief in the hereafter must be established on the belief that this day will occur, and also the belief in all that which will take place on this day, either from the texts in the Quran or the Sunnah. And to the extent that Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah stated that what is included in the belief in Allah and the hereafter is the belief as to what will occur after death, from the affliction in the grave, and from the torment in the grave, and from the bliss in the grave. And here rahimahullah spoke the truth. That is because when man dies, then his qiyamah is established, meaning the beginning of his resurrection begins or starts, and he's finished from this life as if he did not exist. Just like man before was not something mentioned, and there will come time when man will be information or news, one report. Now you tell and inform that such and such thing took place, and that such and such person said so and so in one day, but in one day also it will be reported about you that you had said such and such, and while you are bones. So the belief in the hereafter comprises three matters, and this is a point of benefit that should be recorded, meaning noted. You write that down, inshallah. It comprises three matters: the belief in its existence, that it's inevitable to take place. The second, the belief of what will take place on that day, from the horrors of that day, and from the reckoning and the scales and the bridge over hell and paradise and hell. This is inevitable. The third is the belief as to what will occur in the grave, from the affliction in the grave, and the questioning by the two angels, the angels who will ask in the grave, they will ask the deceased, they will ask him, who is your Lord? What is your religion? And who is your prophet? So these are the matters included in the belief in the hereafter. Three matters. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in this verse, verily those who believe not in the hereafter. The question is, are there those who don't believe in the hereafter? The answer is yes, many. Rather, most of people don't believe in the hereafter. Most of people don't believe in the hereafter. And to the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated concerning man, stated the following verses. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ, as in Surah Yasin, verse 77, we begin with that. Does not man see that we have created him from nutfa? فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ, yet behold, he stands forth as an open opponent. وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا, and he puts forth us a parable. But listen to this. وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ, and forgets his own creation. قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ, he says, who will give life to these bones when they have rotted away and became dust? You see, look at the verse, contemplate the verse. And he forgets his own creation. He puts forth a parable, for us a parable, and forgets his own creation. Allah mentioned this statement before he mentioned what man says. Meaning, he says, who will give life to those bones when they have rotted away and became dust? While he what? He forgot his own creation. What is his creation? He was nothing. He was created from water gushing forth. And then he became bones and nerves and flesh and human, talking and arguing. Then in the next verse, مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ, who will give life to these bones when they have rotted away? قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلَّاقٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٌ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to them, he, Allah, will give life to them who created them for the first time. He will give life to them. Who? The one who created them for the first time. And he is the all-knower of every creation. And he is the all-knower of every creation. And then after that, which we're not going to discuss now, Allah gave the evidences for this. And this we discussed thoroughly during the explanation of these verses in Surah Yasin. And you can find it, inshallah ta'ala, on the site. So there are those who deny the day of resurrection, and they say there is no resurrection. And this is because of the foolishness in their intellect and misguidance they are in. Otherwise, is it from the wisdom that all this creation come to existence and tested in commands and in prohibitions, and jihad is established, and fighting of enemies is established, and bloodshed, and all of this for nothing? This is impossible. And this is something which is not suitable with the wisdom of Allah. So those who don't believe in the hereafter are foolish in their intellect and misguided in their religion. Back to the verse, verily those who believe not in the hereafter name the angels with female names, meaning they make the angels, they consider them as females, like the mushriks, like the polytheists, who said the angels are the daughters of Allah. They said the angels are the daughters of Allah. So they gave them female status. Why? Because they don't believe in the hereafter. If they had believed in the punishment, they would not have said that. But they don't. So they say whatever they want. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, وَمَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ وَمَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ While they have no knowledge thereof, they have no knowledge thereof. So they don't have knowledge regarding this matter. Why? Because this is in fact the reality. Did they witness the creation of the angels? Did they witness the creation of the angels to utter this thing? And that's why Allah stated in another verse in Surah Al-Zukhruf 43:19, وَجَعَلُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ إِنَاثًا أَشَهِدُوا خَلْقَهُمْ And they make the angels who themselves are slaves to the most beneficent Allah, they make them females. Did they witness their creation? That's the point of evidence. Did they witness their creation? The answer is no. سَتُكْتَبُ شَهَادَتُهُمْ وَيُسْأَلُونَ Their evidence will be recorded and they will be questioned. Their evidence will be recorded and they will be questioned. And they will have no answer. Those who said that the angels are the daughters of Allah. مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ ما لهم به من علم They have no knowledge thereof They don't have neither little nor much knowledge because they did not witness the creation of the angels And that's why Allah said إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ While they have no knowledge thereof they follow but a guess And verily, guess is no substitute for the truth. What kind of guess this is? This is false delusion. Delusion, false. It doesn't refer to what is known as a dhann, which refers to preponderation between two possibilities. And one should be careful because the word dhann could mean accusation and it could also mean preponderance of something. And it also can refer, the term dhann can mean certainty. Like for example the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ Those who are certain that they will meet their Lord. And regarding the hereafter, there can be no guess, no speculation, but rather certainty. But the preponderation about certain things in order to give preponderance of a matter over the other, yes. This exists in Sharia and in deduction rather. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا شَكَّ أَحَدُكُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِ فَلْيَتَحَرَّ الصَّوَابِ If anyone of you doubts regarding his salah, how many rak'ah for example he prayed, then let him يَتَحَرَّ الصَّوَابِ Seek what is correct. Meaning to preponderate as to what's most likely to be the case. But with respect to these people, their guess is mere delusion, falsehood. They have a guess of accusation type, baseless. Some of the scholars have deducted from this verse that it is not permissible to build upon speculation in matters of fiqh and other matters. And this is wrong. That is because many of the fiqh cases are speculative either to the dalil being hidden or the denotion of the dalil. The denotion of the dalil may be unclear. There isn't, not every single case in fiqh which a person mentions it with certainty. Not every single one. Some are as such, and some are speculative. And when certainty is not possible, then speculation is something which Allah permitted. And it is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is that if certainty is not possible, then we go to the speculative aspect of what constitutes most likelihood. So, not every type of speculation is rejected, but the one which has no basis whatsoever, that is the one to be rejected. And this is what you have heard, is a very important benefit for the seekers of knowledge. So, those who called the angels as daughters or females, they have no knowledge regarding this, but it is speculation based upon delusion. And it may be based upon desires. I mean, they didn't think themselves that they are females, but they followed their forefathers. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in this verse, verse 28, وَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا. 28, وَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا. And verily, guess is no substitute for the truth. Guess is no substitute for the truth. Meaning this speculation or guess, which is based upon delusion, not upon indicators, then is no substitute for the truth. Because it is false delusion, false. It is not beneficial. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَعْرِضْ عَمَّنْ تَوَلَّ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Therefore, withdraw, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from him who turns away from our reminder of the Quran and desires nothing but the life of this world. أَعْرِضْ, turn, withdraw. The address is to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or it could be everyone to whom the address is directed at. And in accordance with the first meaning, it will be therefore to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam specifically, and on the other, in accordance with the other, it will be to every believing person to withdraw from him who turns away from our reminder. Don't follow him. Don't concern yourself with him. It doesn't mean turn away from him by not giving him advice. No, because reminder is an obligation. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Dhariyat 51-55, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind, for verily the reminder profits the believers. Remind, some of people may benefit, some may not, and the one who will benefit is the believer. So don't grieve yourself because of their turning away. Rather, invite to the way of your of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Most Mighty, the Most Majestic. Invite anyone. But whoever turns away, then don't concern yourself. But give him advice and remind him. And remind. Now, therefore withdraw, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from him who turns away from our reminder. And the reminder here could mean the Quran, and it can also mean the admonition. And desires nothing but the life of this world, meaning he does not desire the hereafter, and he doesn't, is not concerned regarding the hereafter. His most concern is this life, his mount, his clothes, his residence. He doesn't care about the hereafter. Most important thing to him is this life. Mentioning the Quran, reminding him by the Quran or the admonitions, he turns away from this. وَلَيَاذَ بِاللَّهِ. And we seek safety and all welfare from Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah described this life by the life of this world. He described it as dunya, low and base, low in rank. It is nothing with respect to the hereafter. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the authentic hadith, لَمَوْضِعُ صَوْتِ أَحَدَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. And a small place in paradise as small as that occupied by the whip of one of you is better than the world and whatsoever in it. So, it is not only better than this life, but better than the life of this world since the time Allah created it and until it ends. The place occupied by a whip, which is like a meter in length, in paradise is better than this life and all that exists in it. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His favors. And that's why, you know, when the person dies while he is a believer, the believer when he dies, we ask Allah to make us from them and is carried from his home, which he lives in, and his family in, and his wealth, and his what he leaves therein. But when he is carried out, his soul, as the Prophet ﷺ told us, says, قدموني قدموني, send me forward, because what it will go for is better than it will leave, than that it will leave. قال الله تعالى in سورة الأعلى verse 87, 16 and 17, بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. Nay, you prefer the life of this world, although the hereafter is better and more lasting. But to whom? To whom? لمن اتقى. For the one who fears Allah, has taqwa, abiding by His commands, and abstaining from his prohibitions. And it is evil for those who don't have taqwa. And it is mentioned that Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar rahimahullah, and he was the chief justice in Egypt. And you know the Hafidh Ibn Hajar and his works. One day his caravan passed, and accompanied by guards and soldiers, he passed by a Jewish person who used to sell oil and his clothes were carrying or with oil spilled on his clothes and having harsh times in his life. The Jew stopped him, stopped Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar, and he said to him, "Your Prophet," meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "claims that this life is the jail or the prison for the believer, and it is the paradise for the disbeliever. How this statement agrees with the reality? As you see, I exert hardship in seeking sustenance, and now you are the believer. So, look at you, your the caravan and soldiers and this position." Hafidh ibn Hajar rahimahullah said, "Yes, the state in which I am now with respect to the hereafter is a jail, is a prison, imprisonment. Because the hereafter, it is better for those who, it's best for those who fear Allah. And with respect to you, the state in which you are now with respect to the hereafter is paradise. Because in the hereafter, there isn't for you except hell and worse as an abode." The Jew answered, "أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله." I bear witness that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's slave and messenger. So examine and contemplate how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened for him this outcome, where the truthfulness of the wording of the Prophet ﷺ came evident clearly. That is, the hereafter is better than this life and it what and all that it contains. And that's why Allah blamed those who turned away from His remembrance. And He said, "وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا," and desire nothing but the life of this world. And whoever seeks the life of this world, it will not be attained to him, absolutely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Isra 17:18, "من كان يريد العاجلة عجلنا له فيها ما نشاء لمن نريد ثم جعلنا له جهنم يصلاها مذموما مدحورا ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا." Whoever wishes for the quick passing, the transitory enjoyment of this world, we readily grant him what we will, what we will, for whom we like. So whoever seeks the life of this world, it will not occur to him certainly. Why? Because Allah said, "Ma yasha, ma yasha," what we will, not what he wills, not what he wills. You see that? We readily grant him what we will, not what he wills. You see the difference? Then what after that? ثم جعلنا له جهنم يصلاها. Then afterwards we have appointed for him hell. He will burn therein, disgraced and rejected. But then compare. In the next verse, verse 19, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَ لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Verse 19. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَ لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. And whoever desires the hereafter and strives for it with the necessary effort to do for it, while he is a believer, then such are the ones whose striving shall be appreciated, thanked and rewarded by Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His mercy. And in Surah Ash-Shura 42:20, Surah Ash-Shura 42:20, من كان يريد حرث الآخرة نزد له في حرثه. Whoever desires with his deeds the reward of the hereafter, we give him increase in his reward. Because he will be given what? He will be given both the hereafter and this life. ومن كان يريد حرث الدنيا نؤته منها. Look at this. And whoever desires the reward of this world with his deeds, we give him thereof what is written for him. Meaning some, not all. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. And he has no portion in the hereafter. Then in the verse, back to the verse, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى ذَلِكَ مَبْلَغُهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. ذَلِكَ مَبْلَغُهُمْ مبلغهم من العلم. نعم. The end of the verse. No. Then continue on that. بارك الله والحمد لله. لا إله إلا الله. وكبر وتملك. اللهم نبينا محسن. نستغفر إن شاء الله.